on a summer Saturday. I was eating a salad, awaiting my daughter and her family to come for a night of theater. Then the doorbell rings. I go to the door and find a sheriff's officer who tells me that my husband has taken his own life. It was the news that rocked my world. All of a sudden, I thought, I'm a widow. How can my husband of 34 years, how can he be gone? That was the beginning of my grief journey. I'm Stacia Gaines, and the name of this podcast is Surthrival. This was a term that the Lord gave me in the early days after Matt's death. I clearly remember saying to multiple friends, the Lord told me I'm not just going to survive, I'm going to thrive. I'm going to surthrive. This is a podcast about grief. My grief is related to the death of my husband. My grief involves a suicide, which is complicated grief. But my goal for this podcast is that any person experiencing loss and grief, regardless of what or how it happened, will find something to help them get unstuck, find something to help them heal. We don't get over the loss of a loved one. We don't just wake up one morning and the grief and loss and sadness is gone. But it's been my experience, if you lean into the grief, if you really allow yourself to feel the feels and think about what you're feeling, and you express those feelings, then you can begin to heal. And that's my story. So in this podcast, I have several goals. I want it to be practical. I want it to be conversational. I want it to be not preachy, but real and authentic. I want to be vulnerable with you, my audience. I plan to have guests on, and we can learn some practical things together. Grieving is not easy. It is hard work. But I don't believe you can heal from loss unless you do the work. So my goal in this podcast is to give you ideas. If you're stuck, I hope I can help you get unstuck. Maybe it's just a small baby step toward healing. And after you make that one baby step, then you think, okay, I made that step. Maybe I can make another. I think grief is also something like a scar. The wounds that you have when you lose someone you love, that's painful. And it doesn't go away. But those scars can be beautiful if you do the work to heal. So why did I decide to do this podcast? In the early days, the Lord really gave me the term of surthrival. And he blessed me with all kinds of things that did help me in my healing. And I wrote them down. And that's one of the things that I would encourage my listeners to do is write down your feelings and your thoughts. As I've been preparing for this podcast, I've gone back and I've read a lot of my journal entries and the things that the Lord shared with me. And I'm encouraged by those. So, when Matt died, I became a student of grief. That may sound weird, but it was what I did. I'm a natural learner. I love to learn. I love to read. I'm a curious person. So in the midst of my grief, a big part of my healing was I'm going to be a learner. I am going to figure out how to heal in a healthy way. And so this podcast will be about the things that I've learned. And I am still learning. The primary audience for this podcast, I believe, is people who are grieving. My grief is related to the death of my husband. But you know, there are a lot of different types of grief. You could grieve a divorce, or the loss of a job, or a move. Or you could be an empty nester and be grieving the loss of the life you had with your kids. So though I will focus on my story and the grief that I experienced and my healing, my hope, listener, is that you are able to gain insight and make steps toward healing regardless of what your loss, what your grief story is. Some of the things that I did when I became a student of grief is I really leaned in. I decided I was going to feel the feels, whether it was anger, happiness, sadness, whatever I felt, I identified it and I leaned in and I said, I'm going to feel this because this is authentic. This is real. This is what is happening. I hope that some of the things that I have learned will benefit many of you. I was talking to my daughter this morning and I said, you know, I've told this story probably 150 times in the last 15 months. And she said, well, just tell it again. So in each of these podcasts, I just plan to tell my story and share with you what God has taught me and how I'm in the process of healing. I hope to share resources with you, books that were helpful to me, conversations, the whole early in my loss, God gave me this term surthrival, but he also gave me tools. And it became really obvious that that was how I was going to heal and become whole again. Not without scars, but a person who is healed from the wounds. So I hope you'll tune in. I hope if you have loss, you'll gain insight. Another group that might experience, that might gain insight from this is those who know someone who is grieving. I remember so many friends saying to me, Stacia, I know you're hurting. I don't know what to do. And then that's just the people that said something to me. I know there were numerous others who thought, golly, I really wish I knew what to do for Stacia. But they didn't. So a secondary audience is maybe those who know someone who's grieving. You have a friend or a loved one who is experiencing great loss. So I hope to tell you some of the things that were really helpful to me and some of the things that were not helpful to me. Because to do nothing is not a great idea. I recently read a quote that I just really identified with. David Kessler says, grief is as unique as a fingerprint. I kept wondering, why am I still standing? Why am I doing okay? And so one of the things that we will talk about on this podcast is grief factors. There are a million different things that affect how we mourn, And I hope that I can help you identify some of the things that might have you stuck, or maybe it's just a way of looking at why you're doing okay in your journey. Grief is unique. This podcast will not be prescriptive or formulaic, because what worked for me may not work for you, and what works for you may not work for your children or your spouse. So we're going to talk about ideas. We're going to share stories. I'm going to have guests that talk about practical things. And we're going to just explore and become students of grief together. Learning and growing is the way through grief. I'm evidence of that as I sit here today. Though I'm still sad and I have rough moments, I rarely have a rough day anymore, but I have really tough moments. But I can say that I am content and I'm happy, and I believe with all my heart that it's due to the work that I've done related to just leaning into the grief, leaning into the hurt and the pain, expressing it, whether that's writing or drawing or singing. I think creative things are especially helpful in grief. I also think nature has been a huge healing agent in my life. Getting out in the woods and forest bathing, or just enjoying nature. So friends, grief is hard, but I am a testament to the fact that you can thrive, not just survive, not just thrive, but thrive. I hope you'll tune in to each podcast. We have so many topics that I'd love to discuss with you. And my reason for wanting to share these is so that you can heal, so that you can become a whole person again. Not without scars, they'll be there, but those scars can be beautiful. And who we become as a person who has suffered extreme loss, that person's deeper and richer and more compassionate and more empathetic. I'm a better person as a result of my loss. I care more about others. And that's the reason I'm doing this podcast. I want to reach out to those who are hurting and help them heal. So I hope you'll tune in to each episode. They'll all be very different. And I look forward to hearing from you, my audience, ideas that you may have. And I am thankful for the opportunity to share my story of survival.